The Man Who Escaped, Episode 19.
Marilyn has asked Kincaid to come to their hotel. She told him that her father had some antique pistols he wanted to sell. Kincaid was suspicious and decided to take a gun with him.
Just before Kincaid left his shop, he decided to call Hooper.
You told me about an old man and a woman. Well, they just called. They want me to go to their hotel and look at some antique pistols,
he said nervously.
Well, what do you want me to do about it?
Hooper asked sarcastically.
You have a gun, don't you? There isn't much an old man and a woman can do to you,
he added. Kincaid could not understand why Hooper was so casual about it. He got into his car and drove to the hotel.
Perhaps the old man really does want me to look at his pistols,
he thought. He patted the gun in his pocket. It made him feel safer. He felt even safer when Marilyn opened the door. She was slim, almost delicate looking.
Good afternoon,
he said.
I'm John Kincaid. You called earlier?
She smiled.
I hope I haven't put you to any trouble. However, I'm sure you'll decide we haven't made you come all this way for nothing,
she said pleasantly, and led him into the room. Kincaid glanced suspiciously at the old man sitting in the corner. At first he seemed harmless enough, but there was something familiar about the man's face that made Kincaid look more closely at him.
I'll get the pistols,
Marilyn said. Kincaid stayed where he was, where he could see everything and where nobody could come in behind him. The old man did not move.
Are you a collector, too?
Kincaid asked. The old man simply nodded. The woman brought out a large black case.
They're all in here,
she said.
If you'll come over here to the table, we can look at them. My father doesn't really want anyone else to have them, but I'm afraid we have no choice. It's a question of money.
Kincaid kept his eyes on the old man's face as he walked towards the table. He was halfway there when the old man raised his head slightly. The sudden movement made Kincaid stop. The more he looked at that face, the more suspicious he became. Suddenly it dawned on him. He looked from one to the other. They were both waiting expectantly for him to come closer. It was the old man's nose and lips that made Kincaid think of Fletcher. He reached for his gun.